Welcome to the Daily Audio Torah. Today is June 28th. Now let's continue our journey reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. This week we are reading from the Israel Bible for the Old Testament and from the King James for the New Testament. Numbers 16, 1 to 15. Now Korah, son of Izhar, son of Kehat, son of Levi, betook himself along with Dathan and Abiram, sons of Eliab, Anon, son of Peleth, descendants of Reuben, to rise up against Moses, together with 250 Israelites, chieftains of the community, chosen in the assembly, men of repute. They combined against Moses and Aaron and said to them, "You have gone too far, for all the community are holy, all of them, and Hashem is in their midst. Why then do you raise yourselves above Hashem's congregation?" When Moses heard this, he fell on his face. Then he spoke to Korah and all his company, saying, "Come morning, Hashem will make known who is his and who is holy, and will grant him access to himself. He will grant access to the one he has chosen. Do this, you, Korah, and all your band, take fire pans, and tomorrow put fire in them, and lay incense on them before Hashem. Then the man whom Hashem chooses, he shall be the Holy One. You have gone too far, sons of Levi." Moses said further to Korah, "Hear me, sons of Levi. Is it not enough for you that the God of Israel has set you apart from the community of Israel and given you access to him, to perform the duties of Hashem's Mishkan, and to minister to the community and serve them? Now that he has advanced you, and all your fellow Levi'im with you, do you seek the priesthood too? Truly, it is against Hashem that you and all your company have banded together, for who is Aaron that you should rail against him?" Moses sent for Dathan and Abiram, sons of Eliab, but they said, "We will not come. Is it not enough that you brought us from a land flowing with milk and honey to have us die in the wilderness, that you would also lord it over us? Even if you had brought us to a land flowing with milk and honey and given us possession of fields and vineyards, should you gouge out those men's eyes? We will not come." Moses was much aggrieved, and he said to Hashem, "Pay no regard to their oblation. I have not taken the donkey of any one of them, nor have I wronged any one of them." Second Kings 13, 1 to 14, 29. In the 23rd year of King Joash, son of Akaziahu of Yehuda, Jehoahaz, son of Jehu, became king over Israel in Shomron, Samaria, for 17 years. He did what was displeasing to Hashem. He persisted in the sins which Jehoram, son of Nebat, had caused Israel to commit. He did not depart from them. Hashem was angry with Israel, and he repeatedly delivered them into the hands of King Hazael of Aram and into the hands of Ben-Hadad, son of Hazael. But Jehoahaz pleaded with Hashem, and Hashem listened to him, for he saw the suffering that the king of Aram inflicted upon Israel. So Hashem granted Israel a deliverer, and they gained their freedom from Aram, and Israel dwelt in its homes as before. However, they did not depart from the sins which the house of Jehoram had caused Israel to commit. They persisted in them. Even the sacred post stood in Shomron. In fact, Jehoahaz was left with a force of only 50 horsemen, 10 chariots, and 10,000 foot soldiers. For the king of Aram had decimated them and trampled them like the dust under his feet. The other events of Jehoahaz's reign and all his actions and his exploits are recorded in the annals of the kings of Israel. Jehoahaz slept with his fathers, and he was buried in Shomron. His son Joash succeeded him as king. In the 37th year of King Joash of Yehudah, Jehoash, son of Jehoiakim, became king of Israel in Shomron for 16 years. He did what was displeasing to Hashem. He did not depart from any of the sins which Jehoram, son of Nebat, had caused Israel to commit. He persisted in them. The other events of Joash's reign and all his actions and his exploits in his war with King Amatsiah of Yehuda are recorded in the annals of the kings of Israel. Joash slept with his fathers, and Jehoram occupied his throne. Joash was buried in Shomron with the kings of Israel. Elisha had been stricken with the illness of which he was to die, and King Joash of Israel went down to see him. He wept over him and cried, "Father, Father, Israel's chariots and horsemen." Elisha said to him, "Get a bow and arrows." And he brought him a bow and arrows. Then he said to the king of Israel, "Grasp the bow." And when he had grasped it, Elisha put his hands over the king's hands. "Open the window toward the east," he said, and he opened it. Elisha said, "Shoot." And he shot. Then he said, "An arrow of victory for Hashem, an arrow of victory over Aram. You shall rout Aram completely at Aphek." He said, "Now pick up the arrows," and he picked them up. "Strike the ground," he said to the king of Israel, and he struck three times and stopped. The man of Hashem was angry with him and said to him, "If only you had struck five or six times, then you would have annihilated Aram. As it is, you shall defeat Aram only three times." Elisha died and he was buried. Now bands of Moabites used to invade the land at the coming of every year. Once a man was being buried when the people caught sight of such a band. So they threw the corpse into Elisha's grave and made off. When the dead man came in contact with Elisha's bones, he came to life and stood up. King Hazael of Aram had oppressed the Israelites throughout the reign of Jehoahaz. But Hashem was gracious and merciful to them, and he turned back to them for the sake of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He refrained from destroying them, and he still did not cast them out from his presence. When King Hazael of Aram died, his son Ben-Hadad succeeded him as king. And then Jehoaz, son of Jehoahaz, recovered from Ben-Hadad, son of Hazael, the towns which had been taken from his father Jehoahaz in war. Three times Joash defeated him, and he recovered the towns of Israel. In the second year of King Joash's son of Joabaz of Israel, Amatsiah, son of King Joash of Yehuda, became king. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jehoadan of Jerusalem. He did what was pleasing to Hashem, but not like his ancestor David. He did just as his father Joash had done. However, the shrines were not removed. The people continued to sacrifice and make offerings at the shrines. Once he had the kingdom firmly in his grasp, he put to death the courtiers who had assassinated his father, the king. But he did not put to death the children of the assassins. In accordance with what is written in the book of the teaching of Moses, where Hashem commanded, "Parents shall not be put to death for the children, nor the children be put to death for parents. A person shall be put to death only for his own crime." He defeated 10,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt, and he captured Selah in battle and renamed it Jokthiel, as is still the case. Then Amatsiah sent envoys to King Jehoash, son of Jehoiakim, son of Jehu of Israel, with this message, "Come, let us confront each other." King Jehoash of Israel sent back this message to King Amasa of Yehuda. The thistle in Lebanon sent this message to the cedar in Lebanon. "Give your daughter to my son in marriage." But a wild beast in Lebanon went and trampled down the thistle. "Because you have defeated Edom, you have become arrogant. Stay home and enjoy your glory rather than provoke disaster and fall, dragging Jehuda down with you." But Amatsya paid no heed. So King Jehoash of Israel advanced, and he and King Amatsya of Yehuda confronted each other at Beth Shemesh in Judah. The Judahites were routed by Israel, and they all fled to their homes. King Jehoash of Israel captured King Amatsya, son of Jehoash, son of Akaziahu of Yehuda, at Beth Shemesh. He marched on Jerusalem, and he made a breach of 400 amot in the wall of Jerusalem from the Ephraim gate to the corner gate. He carried off all the gold and silver and all the vessels that were there in the house of Hashem and in the treasuries of the royal palace, as well as hostages, and he returned to Shomron. The other events of Jehoash's reign, and all his actions and exploits, and his war with the king Amatsya of Yehuda, are recorded in the annals of the kings of Israel. Jehoash slept with his fathers, and was buried in Shomron with the kings of Israel. His son Jehoram succeeded him as king. King Amatsya, son of Joash of Yehuda, lived 15 years after the death of King Jehoash, son of Jehoakaz of Israel. The other events of Amatsya's reign are recorded in the annals of the kings of Yehuda. A conspiracy was formed against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. But they sent men after him to Lachish, and they killed him there. They brought back his body on horses, and he was buried with his fathers in Jerusalem, in the city of David. Then all the people of Yehuda took Azariah, who was 16 years old, and proclaimed him king to succeed his father Amatsya. It was he who rebuilt Eilat and restored it to Judah after King Amatsya slept with his fathers. In the 15th year of King Amatsya, son of Joash of Yehuda, King Jehoram, son of Joash of Israel, became king in Shomron for 41 years. He did what was displeasing to Hashem. He did not depart from all the sins that Jeroboam, son of Nebat, had caused Israel to commit. It was he who restored the territory of Israel from Lebo Hamath to the Sea of Arabah, in accordance with the promise that Hashem, the God of Israel, had made through his servant, the Navi Jonah, son of Amittai, from Gath Hepher. For Hashem saw the very bitter plight of Israel, with neither bond nor free left, with none to help Israel. And Hashem resolved not to blot out the name of Israel from under heaven. And he delivered them through Jeroboam, son of Joash. The other events of Jehoram's reign and all his actions and exploits, how he fought and recovered Damascus and Hamath for Yehuda and Israel, are recorded in the annals of the kings of Israel. Jehoram slept with his fathers, the kings of Israel, and his son Zechariah succeeded him as king. Acts 18:23-19:12. And after he, Paul, had spent some time there, he departed and went over all the country of Galatia and Phrygia in order, strengthening all the disciples. And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the Spirit, He spoke and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom, when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him to them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. And when he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive him, who, when he was come, helped them much which have believed through grace. For he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly, showing by the scriptures that Jesus was Christ. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coasts, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said to them, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" And they said to him, "We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost." And he said to them, "Unto what then were you baptized?" And they said, "Unto John's baptism." Then said Paul, "John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus." When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. And he went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. But when various were hardened and believed not, but spoke evil of the way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. And this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Psalm 146, 1-10. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goes forth, he returns to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, which keeps truth forever, which executes judgment for the oppressed, which gives food to the hungry. The Lord looses the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises them that are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord preserves the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and the widow, but the way of the wicked he turns upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even your God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Proverbs 18:2-3. A fool has no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. When the wicked comes, then comes also contempt, and with ignominy, reproach.
Please enjoy this beautiful worship song called Elihana Hallelujah, based on Psalm 146.
אשרי שאל יעקב, עזרו, סברו על אדוני, אלוהיו עושה שמיים וארץ, את הים ואת כל I'm